October 29, the church in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:16 and 17. Men who profess to believe the word of God do not seem to understand the deceptive working of the enemy. They do not realize that the end of time is near, but Satan knows it, and while men sleep, he works. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life are controlling men and women. Satan is at work even among the people of God to cause disunion. Selfishness, corruption, and evil of every kind are taking a firm hold upon hearts. With many, the precious word of God is neglected. A novel or a storybook engages the attention. That which excites the imagination is eagerly devoured while the word of God is set aside. The world is the chief enemy of religion, for satanic forces are continually at work through the world, and it is the object of Satan to bring the church and the world into such close fellowship that their aims, their spirit, their principles shall harmonize, and that it will be impossible to distinguish between him who professes to serve God and him who serveth him not. The enemy works continually to push the world to the front. The command is given, "Come out from among them and be ye separate." But it is not for you to say, "I have nothing to do with my neighbor. He is buried in the world. I am not his keeper." For this very reason, you should have something to say to him. The light given you, you are not to hide under a bushel. It may be understood that you believe the seventh day is a Sabbath and that you believe in the Lord's soon return. But what good will this do your neighbor unless you carry your belief into your daily life? A pure example will do more to enlighten the world than all your profession. How many there are as weak as water who might have a never-failing source of strength? Heaven is ready to impart to us that we may be mighty in God and attain to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus.